И у меня есть
I have a very interesting word.
Today,
I want to talk to you about not just a sermon like the usual. Today, I want to share with you my thoughts, what I was thinking about, what I was feeling. One day, I was sitting and I started thinking the whole day. And then I'm thinking, wow, why wouldn't I just write this all down and just share it all with you, my thoughts? We have plenty of sermons and different words, but today I just want to share with you my thoughts. So my thought today is called Everything is New. I started thinking about why is God choosing some. What is it that God is searching for in a person? You know why? It's not a secret for all, but the most loved people for me, and most of my sermons kind of go back towards that person, is David. Why do I like him? Not because he was the best in the Bible, but because his life is most detailed in the Bible. In the Bible, if you look out of everybody else, nobody else is discussed or written about all the songs, all his sins and all his falling down and getting up, everything is in there. I like that personality because God gave us a way to get to the life of this person. You know why? Because God said, I was searching for a man and I found. And if we want to just ask God a question, what is it that you're searching for? We can see that in David. We could simply just look into his life, just, study his life and understand that God is really not looking at the mistakes. Otherwise, for sure, David would have been in the last place as far as his call. He had a lot of sins, maybe even more than all the other kings put together. It was not his nature. He was a man of nature of war. And that doesn't go into why God chose him. But if you get to the very important thing, which is his heart of David. You know, the interesting thing is, this is what stayed with him, is the heart of a child, that person that became king. He had thousands and thousands of warriors, millions of people were in his kingdom. It was a humongous kingdom at that moment. Biggest and the greatest kingdoms was the kingdom of Israel during the time of David and Solomon. It was one of the most wonderful times for the Hebrew people. And when we look at all of this, we always go back to the beginning. Who was that person? And I'm asking you right now, all of you Christians, if you don't read the whole Bible, but I beg you, please, just read the book of Psalms and the books of Samuel and Kings. And you have to study the life of this person, otherwise you will not understand the secret of this person that God loves, that he's searching for, and what qualities he is noticing in the person. We have to understand that. So, my dear ones, everything new. Today I want to talk to you about new things, why God is looking and he's searching for a person that will accept him the way he is. You know, today I will share with you some thoughts in the book of Revelations John is writing. There will be quite a few scriptures because when I'm thinking, I'm always going through the Bible, I'm listening, I'm reading, I'm searching on the internet. So today, just relax, calm down. It's not a sermon. Today is just my thoughts. I just wrote them down. So, in the book of Revelation of John, it is written, and the one who is sitting on the throne says, I make everything new. And he says, write it down, because these words are the truth, and they are right. My dear ones, when I read this scripture, I was just reading the Bible, and all of a sudden I get into this scripture, I got scared. I was in my chair in my office, and I just got scared. I said, Lord, if you're creating everything new, what if I stayed in the old. You hear me?
And you know,
these were my thoughts. I'm just speaking them out loud, and I'm sitting there, and I had this fear that went through me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, and said, Lord, what if something in my life is old, and it is in the way of you moving the full 100% in my life? And you know, I started thinking, remembering my friends, certain ministers, leaders, churches, and I've noticed, Lord, nothing new. Everything is old and forgotten. And please, I'm not attacking anyone. I'm simply sharing my thoughts. What if in your heart there's something that is so wrong, some wrong time? It is in the way, and it is just, you know, damaging the whole dough. And this whole drop of something unclean, it will make the whole bucket of honey bad, something that is just rotting. And you say, you have to ask the Lord to show this to you. And a lot of people think that they're mistakes that, you know, take them away from God. No. Remember the fall of man, my dear ones? Please tell me, who ran away from the presence of God? Was it human being or God? God, he was still there. He came back into the cool of the day. Sin does not chase God away from you. No, don't think that God doesn't see you. He's still there. You are the one that leaves after your mistakes. The important thing is, if you have made a mistake, don't you dare go away. Right away, fall down, repent, and say, Lord, help me. My dear ones, we have to understand. And I was praying, and I was in my chair, and the Holy Spirit tells me, you know, who can always be in my presence? A child. We have to stop being these grown-up men and women. Somebody raised their hand wrong. Somebody played the music wrong. Somebody is too loud on the drums. Somebody is walking the wrong way. You know what? You're old. You're 25, but you're an old man on the inside. Please tell me, when you come into kids' rooms, does anybody sit there and judge? Oh, look who just came in. Kids don't have that, my dear ones. You hear me? They don't. They say, wow. Look how cute this is. I remember, I have kids. They run and say, where'd you get this? And she stands there and says, oh, my mom gave it to me. And nobody says her, oh, look at her. She got all gussied up. What is she making herself to be? Kids don't have that. They don't have this nonsense, this rotting thing. When will we learn to to live from them? We're not the ones that have to teach them how to live, but it's the other way around. And I'm sitting there, and it's always loud in my house. Kids, you know, and I'm watching them. They don't have that. But once they start growing up, something is happening with the heart of a human. They start to rot, get jealous. They start to thirst for something, stealing. They're not clean, and they're not dreaming about clean dreams. I wish my daddy would give me something. No, they say, I'll get it myself. And if somebody comes in something better than them, you'll see right away that that person is jealous because he cannot stop talking about him negatively. My dear ones. And again, God reminded me, and I was sitting in my chair, and I was thinking, I said, Father, and he says, Son, if you want me to be always next to you and for you to be next to me, please be a child. It's not important. I really did not care about people, a church, how people look at me. I always cared about how my Father looks at me, how he sees my heart. Am I pleasing him right now? I really did not care the loudness, the screams or whatnot. You know, I'm a very emotional person. I could do a lot of things, but I don't care about that. I always care about, is my Father happy? Did I please you today? You know, all our life we're working on the public. Let's stop right now. Children are not working for the public. If they're doing something, they want it. They want to please their father. They want to be with their father. If they want to buy something, they don't want to buy it for it to be better with somebody else. No, kids have clean motives. They want it because they saw a commercial on TV or somewhere someone showed him, and they say, oh, daddy, I want this. And we want this not because we want it, but because somebody had this and you want better. We are rotting. We are rotting. And you know that we have to wash. We have to wash ourselves off this old spirit. Not in our lives. I've seen people that are 80 years old and they are kids in heart. I've seen people that are 17 and they're 90 in their heart. You cannot even talk to him. He is full of this religious decay. He has been infected with this decay. You cannot even talk to him. He's just complaining. Everything is wrong. He has been rotted. He has become old in the spiritual world. He is starting to smell bad. I am telling you my thoughts today, and that's it. This is how I'm thinking. We're used to thinking that it's for someone else. You know, this time, I have pointed everything in my direction. And you know, I just thought, Lord, what if I and my firm heart maybe that does not understand something, please don't misunderstand me. I always try to be with him, but this time I sat down and I was thinking, Jesus, what if right now I'm preventing you from doing whatever you want because of my heart to move the whole 100%. I just want you to look into yourself. Don't look at me or anybody else around you. Just look inside yourself and think with me. What if God cannot create anything new, like he said, because something in your life is not letting him? You know that God wants to move greatly in your life, but your old doctrines, your old heart. I'm not talking about your age here. Please understand me correct. Your heart that is full of something that from past ages, where you have been pickled. You know where people worked on you. You know how easy it is to live with God and be successful, to be led astray or to be some sort of Pharisee. It takes a while, you know? Who understands me here? Yes, I'm home. I understand that we were all in there. You know that you don't need anybody, not me, nobody. All you need is your Heavenly Father to live happily, to be a child in His presence. And you know, the most precious thing in my life is not my ministry. Take it away. You know what? I'll have more time talking to Jesus. The most important thing in my life is my time with my Father. Nobody can take this away. Time with God cannot be through a grown-up. It has to be through a child with his father. That's why we call him our father, because we are his children. That's why we testify that we're his children that way. And we will never be above him, and we know that. We're always, always will remain children, even if we're 90 years old and with a beard up to here. And maybe not a single hair on our head, everything is polished. You will always remain his child. Don't you dare become hard. Always come into his presence. Be happy as if this is the first time that father just came. Again, your heart is happy to see him. Today I'm not preaching, I'm just speaking of my heart to you, my thoughts. You know, I was sitting there, I was thinking so much that the Holy Spirit told me, why don't you just write it down? So that's exactly what I did. I wrote it down. For Jesus to move and to establish his kingdom upon this earth, just forget about everything else that you've heard. Just listen to the sermon as if it's the first one. Not sermon, but my thoughts. This conversation, if this is as if it's the first one. Jesus needed, listen, absolutely uneducated people in God. Can you imagine what is God searching for? I want to be every day uneducated so he can again choose me. You understand me, church? Somebody is thinking, I need more knowledge. No, not knowledge, no. You need more emptiness so it can be filled with Him. Why? Why does He need to choose those people that not only do not understand, they don't know the law? Imagine, not only did they even have a clue. No, they did not know the law. Remember, they would disobey the law right or left, you know? There was a certain amount of time they had to walk in, and on Sabbath, and they did whatever they wanted. Pharisees would come up and complain to them all the time. Why are they not fasting? Everybody's fasting with us. Look at them. And he tells them, relax, they're with their father. When father leaves, that's when children will fast, so the father can come again. People cannot understand the relationship of human being and God. Stop serving. You are his family. Nobody is a slave in the family. And the family is based, everything is based on love. You hear me, church? On love. What is my ministry got to do with this? Everything is based only, exclusively upon love. What do I need to please Him? Love Him. What do I need to feed off His table? To be a child and to be every day empty. Who did God choose? You know how sometimes I'm sick of looking at this, coming in, this brotherhood, and you hear and you see that this person cannot even have a drop of blessings from the Lord because he is firm and dry. He is unable. His heart has died. It has been closed up, locked up. It is old. I am simply speaking my thoughts. This is not preaching. Oh, Jesus. Look what Jesus said. Can you just imagine what Jesus said to his disciples? Imagine, he chose them. He chose these people that had nothing in common, not with Pharisees, with law, with nothing. 12. He personally selected them. Fishermen that probably had a mouth of a sailor, loved fishing naked, tax collectors, other quote-unquote mafia. What, you don't believe me that Peter loved fishing naked? Read it. It's written that he was naked in the boat. Then he had to put his clothes on once Jesus called him. That's what the Bible says. Imagine that this person did not really care what people thought about him. Amen? I can't even imagine this, talking about doing it. Team, maybe we're going to go fish? Oh, no, Jesus.
Stay over there.
Some say camp is coming. No, relax. I'm talking about, can you just imagine? Not God selected them. They're running naked. I can't imagine that. How can God select that? And we are Apostle Peter. What Apostle Peter? He's a regular child of God, simple, open, and God gave him. He loved Jesus so much that he was ready to take the head off, and he missed that head. He just cut the ear off. You hear me? And we say, oh, who will take the sword? He was ready to die for his father. You hear me? I want to transfer my thought to you. Stop serving. I want to find myself in God. You found yourself in God. You're his son. My God. You, till this day, you did not understand? The farther I go into the ministry, the more, the less I want it, because I understand that all of this will pass, but I understand that what will stay with me. And again, I am chasing only what will stay with me. It is my relationship and my love. My ministry will stay here. Yeah, I'll receive a reward, doesn't matter, but my heart will leave. Everything else will stay. I cannot take anything with me, only my relationship. And look what Jesus tells his disciples. Imagine, disciples that are clueless, they don't understand what's going on, he just selected them. you know, he told them, go cast out demons. You know, nobody said, we need to go through the school of deliverance. You know why I like the Bible a lot? Because it does not say a lot of things. And those things that Bible does not say, that's where I learn most of the things. What Jesus sometimes does not say, that quite possible, it is big power. Because Jesus has selected them, and in 3.5 years, they flipped everything around. Imagine, not only did they change, once Jesus left, they changed everything after he left. Become a child, uncle and aunt. Become a child that is able to accept, when I listen to you, you stand in a strange way. No, this is what I'm talking about. You are dry, you're old, and you do not understand. Only a child can accept, because a child does not process everything through his mind. You know how he sees and hears through the heart. My dear ones, you know, I was shocked. Children, I was shocked. If you will understand me right now, you will understand something that is grand and big revelation. Children, do not hear their fathers with their ears. They always hear them with their hearts. I could not understand what was happening myself. Children are sitting in the back. You know, many years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, and she tells me, Father, Father, and I'm busy, I'm on the phone. And I tell him, Daddy is busy. And I told her, I'm busy. I didn't really say anything. And I was done talking, and I'm sitting and driving, and I see somebody's crying and crying. And I ask her, why are you crying? And she starts crying even more. Does anybody understand me? She's feeling it with her heart, not with her ears. If a person who's older, they just shut up and say, okay, fine, I'll listen to you later. You know what? I did not damage her ears. I damaged her heart. You know, when kids are small, and you tell them, you cannot take it, then they start crying. You know, they get the boo-boo lip. Who has kids? Who knows what I'm talking about here? And you see them. And right now I have a little girl, and I tell her, Mila, no. And she starts crying. She processes everything through her heart. And I understood the heart. There's two categories of people upon this earth that see God with their mind, and they see God with their heart. That's the other category. How are you accepting God? And this is where your power is. If it's with your brain, then you totally missed it. Because only a little bit of God can fit into your mind and what you understand. And then when God moves further, your mind cannot accept it. But your heart always accepts it. Your heart, it has no limits. Heart sees differently because heart does not hear. It only feels and is with. And reacts. Your mind is processing everything and sees everything and they're planning everything. You know, when you have a clean heart, you cannot have unclean motives because you love your father and that's it. But when you're grown up, I'm going to be a preacher. Why? So everybody will know me. I'm going to play because once I'll play, everybody's going to go, whoa, look at this. What? You have to say, I'm dreaming about praising Jesus. If I cannot do it on the guitar, then I'll clap. My dear God, we have forgotten. What is it? Family. Today, I want to take all of you back from our teachings with global strategies, with our conquerings and global influences in TVs, internets, and the radio, and all the rest. I want to bring you back and say, hello, is your father home? My dear God, why was David one of the biggest kings, because he always loved God with his heart? And when he'd fall, the prophet came and said, this and this will happen. He did not go and said, okay, kill the prophet. Do not let preachers come to me. He went. He repented, fasted, was praying to God for his son from Bathsheba. And God said, nope. So what did he do once the child died? Everybody said, he's going to go into depression. People, spiritual people do not go into depression. They think, that's it. David's going to go cut his veins. Remember? He got up, shook himself off and went and praised God. They were thinking, whoa, he must have went crazy once his son died. No. He accepts what his father says. When father says no, yeah, you get upset. When he says no again, you say, okay. So I go. The one that accepts the father with their mind, I'm not going to leave you until I receive what? You're going to sit there? Because your father will not give you anything. You have to be very careful with your father. When am I going to read the scripture from the Bible? Look what Jesus said to his disciples. So right now, listen to me with your clean mind. If you have something that's something old that's floating in there, you're not going to get me. Look, Matthew 16:6. Matthew 16:6. Jesus told them, where am I? Okay. Jesus said to them, be careful, beware of the east of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He told them, don't you dare talk to those old people over there. I'm just speaking in our nowadays language. I want you to understand that God tells his disciples that don't know anything spiritual. They don't know the law. They don't know anything about laying up the hands. If they get into that, into their midst, they'll teach him right away. They're going to ask you, okay, so when were you ordained? When was the last time you repented or you did this and that? Huh? What? Jesus selected them, yes. Sometimes he doesn't wear his pants, but he casts out devils. Amen? What is this? Wake up. This is family and that's it. Some are strange. Peter was a strange man, yeah. You have strange kids in your family, so do I. Jesus told them, beware of the east of the Pharisees and Sadducees, and listen to me as if you never heard this before. And they were thinking, imagine, they did not understand anything. They were so clueless in all these things in this kitchen, quote-unquote. They understood parables, they cast out devils, and can you imagine who he selected? Jesus, as a smart teacher, he was teaching them, beware of the east of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And the disciples are thinking, whoa, we forgot the bread again. Imagine. Imagine those clueless people. Look what they tell him. Again, that proves to me that they totally did not get anything he was saying. So we cast out devils. So how do we do it in the name of Jesus? Okay, we're gonna go do it, and we go through this. Oh, nobody did this. Our brothers didn't teach this. Nobody done this. Wake up. Be born from above. From above. Be born from above. My dear God, I'm shocked from the disciples. Look. His followers discussed the meaning of this saying. He said this because we forgot the bread. To bring bread. Knowing what they were talking about, Jesus, look, we're reading this, but they were thinking this. It doesn't say they were speaking it. Who understands me? It is not written that they were talking amongst themselves. They were thinking. And Jesus is thinking. Imagine, what kind of team is this? Everybody's sitting in the boat and everything is being written down. Everybody's in the boat. Jesus says, beware of the east of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And they're like, whoa, we forgot the bread again. Please, read the scriptures if you've never read it before. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked from the scripture. And they're not speaking it. They're thinking it. We have no bread. And Jesus says, knowing what they talk about, Jesus asked them. Jesus knew what they were thinking. Only Jesus is speaking here. You understand me or not? As if disciples are speaking, and no, they're just thinking it in their heads. And Jesus, knowing, he's also thinking. You know when Jesus knows when they don't get anything because they have this clueless look on their face. They know exactly that they did not receive that revelation. You know, sometimes we have these faces when I preach. I know what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Okay, look. what they were, okay, his followers discussed the meaning of this saying, they were thinking, they were all clueless. And some think, disciples, apostles, what? This was his family, you're his family. You're the same as them. Hello, stop dividing everything. They had the same blood that was shed for them as it was for you. We're all the same big family. My dear God. So Jesus told him, why are you thinking about not having bread? All your thoughts are being read, even if you went somewhere else. Imagine disciples, beware of the yeast of Pharisees. And Jesus like, what are you thinking over there? You know how dangerous it was to be with Jesus. You couldn't even think anything. Right away, he tells you things. Look, knowing what they were thinking about, Jesus asked them, why are you thinking about not having bread? Your faith is small. Do you still not understand? Remember the five loaves, bread, and the that fed the 5,000, and remember that you filled many baskets with the leftovers. Or the seven loaves of bread that fed the 4,000 and the many baskets you filled them also. I was not talking to you about bread. Why don't you understand that? I'm telling you to be aware of the yeast of Pharisees and Sadducees. And again, disciples do not say anything here. Then they understood. They had these clueless face, and then they're like, oh yeah, we get it. I understand that disciples weren't speaking, they were just sitting, and we have the whole sermon on this incident. Just read the scriptures. If you've never read it before, you'll be shocked. So, look, Jesus is speaking. Then the followers understood that Jesus was not telling them to be aware of yeast used in bread, but to be aware of the teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Jesus looked at them. Oh yeah, you got it. Okay, let's continue rowing till the next revelation. You guys understand me? These are my thoughts. Imagine what is in my head. Sometimes I'm shocked. I was thinking all of this. Jesus told me to write it down. But in the scriptures, not only that thing that I was talking about, I was talking to you about, but I'm just not talking about this that may be sounding funny at the moment, but I'm talking about the yeast here. You, the ones that I have chosen, you know that after encountering God, you have to cut off everything that will pervert and just take you back to your old east into this old nonsense. God said, beware. Other words, just have nothing in common with them. Never sit down at the table with them. You know what yeast is? To come down, sit down and just let your ears hang out and, wow, this is who Shapovalov, oh, this guy, I know he's a sorcerer, because when everybody's listening to him, they get hooked on him. No, I'm telling you and revealing to you my heart. Relax. My dear God, look. Other words, people that have been infested with yeast and these old ideas, God cannot use them in his work. Church, you know that God loves old people, but he cannot use old yeast, something that is old and firm now. He's using children in his family. Again, I ask you a question. How do you accept? With what do you accept your God? Is it with your mind or was it with your heart? If you and me, we accept God with our heart, then you understand me with two words only. If you accept God through your head and I accept Him through my heart, I'll be a thorn in your side, because a child always shows off and does whatever he wants to. Have you ever seen your children doing something and other parents go by and say, oh, you know what, just take care of your children. Yeah. Or do this. Do that, you know. No, just lock them up. Do something. You know, people that grew up without children, they think that kids irritate them because they have no kids of their own. You know what? I might irritate you because I'm a child. And you might be a grown-up. You know, everything's okay with my mind. I'm talking about my heart here. Sometimes I have to battle my mind so my heart will continue, you know, having a communion with my Father and to be in His presence. children. Those are the ones that have the kingdom. These are humongous revelations. Right now, to move in God into something new, we have to totally renounce everything that is old, even the smallest of things. Church, you understand? I want you to think today with me, just to think. If I have to be in something that is new, I have to rebuke and renounce everything that is old. You know who lives badly in the USA? Those that cannot just part themselves from the place where they left. Oh, kielbasa tastes different. I don't have my channel and TV. I don't have this, I don't have that. What are you talking about? You're in the United States of America. I'm serious. I meet sometimes people, I tell them, why are you here if you're so tortured? Should I give you some money for your ticket to fly back? There is an NTV over the channel, and they say, I don't have my favorite movie stars. What? I have Simply Mary, which is a Mexican soap opera. And we don't have this here. There is no Mary here. And you're watching them, and they are tortured, and they're just suffering in the United States of America. Oh, my car was this and that over there. It was shaking as if a shuttle is going to be launched. But now for this one, I have to pay so much money. And you're listening to this nonsense. What? Leave. Just leave this country and stop dirtying the air. And you're looking at these people. You know who lives badly? How about those that always tortured in church? Always that remember, it used to be this, or used to be that. Nothing besides lice. What was there? Forget about it. God is creating new things. By the way, you know what? Lice is a totally different topic. I'm not touching that. Who understands me? Imagine discrimination. Teachers come into your classroom in Russia, and they tell you to sit firmly, and they go through your hair, searching for lice. And if you were a girl, your hairstyle would be messed up. All the girls are embarrassed. All the boys are embarrassed because the nurses are searching for lice in the classroom, during class. Imagine that torture. I'm just thinking, it's not a sermon, I'm just thinking out loud. Can I think? A lot of times I hide my thoughts, but today I'm just letting you hear it all. Time is going and my thought is still going also. Okay, are you receiving something for yourself from my thoughts? Jesus, I tell you the truth, it's so great to be with your father. If you're sitting and complaining, I am very sorry for you. I am so sorry for you, because we're going to be in different places in heaven. It's a different sermon also. Look what happened with John. Remember John? John the Baptist. Remember how he was anointed? Even Jesus said there was no more... Before or after him, there's not going to be anybody more anointed. Remember when he personally baptized him, and he saw a dove, and he saw a voice. He heard that voice. This is my son. Can you just imagine that John got into an old east? He personally doubted the godliness of the one he personally baptized, and he personally heard with his own ears the voice from heaven. Can you just imagine? John was so full of old east that when new things came, Jesus was new step. Who understands me? John was before, Jesus was after. Different step. And when he was in a prison, remember what happened? He doubted in Christ himself that he personally baptized, and he knew who he was. who but John should have not doubted. You know why he doubted? Because he was imagining Christ differently. When he baptized him, you know what? When you baptize a person, you don't know what he's going to do. You know, when he baptized him, he heard a voice and he was sure, oh yeah, this is the Messiah. But once Messiah went and started doing whatever he was doing, selected this team, quote-unquote, I'm telling you the truth, he had a team. When he selected all of this and started moving, John was thinking, well, this was probably a mistake. I missed something, or maybe I ate something, and I had hallucinations, doves flying, and some sort of voice. Some people receive certain things and they have such voices and you can misunderstand. Some of you don't understand me. Praise the Lord. Certain things just kind of pass you by if you don't get them. If you did, you would have died from laughter. Never mind. Let's move on. Matthew, let's open Matthew 11:2. I love thinking. Maybe I'll do it more this way. Sermons. It's great to think. Look, 11:2, Matthew. John the Baptist was in prison. Listen very carefully. Listen, the scriptures, you never heard it or read it before. You never read the Bible. This is the first time you're reading this. John the Baptist was in prison, but he heard about what? About what? About what Christ was doing. About what the Christ was doing. He didn't hear how some people came and told him, you know what he's doing? You know what? They probably explained it to him in another way, that in prison he said, this is probably not the Christ. He sent his disciples. Remember, you've never read the Bible. Let's read this again. I love to read the Bible this way. You know why God gives me revelations? Because I always read the scriptures. If I never read it before, I know this. Everything is underlined. You know what? I stopped underlining the Bible. Some say, wow, our pastor taught us to underline, because what I underline, I cannot receive anything else from it, because I memorized that revelation. I have 3 Bibles that have been underlined, and right now I said, I'm not going to underline anymore. You know what? You could underline all you want. This is how I am. I've had enough of underlining. I said, I don't want to do that. You know what? Because I want to receive some more revelations from it. That's it. Now my Bible is clean, and I have more time. Let's read. John the Baptist was in prison, but he heard about what the Christ was doing. Say, what he was doing, works. He did something. Okay? Memorize. Works that Christ was doing. So John sent some of his followers to Jesus. And they asked him, are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for someone else? For others, he says, wow, if this is Jesus, oh boy, I'm in trouble. Lord, please let me out of prison, because we need to find new Christ, so I can baptize new Christ. Probably wrong Christ. Are you the one? And look what Jesus answers. And Jesus was all relaxed. Jesus, thank you for being Jesus. Imagine if it was some sort of Pharisee, something old, some sort of old firecracker. Imagine if he was like that. Can you imagine the horror? What you saw in those pictures, it's not Jesus. You see on paintings, he's not that scary looking. What? Look. My thoughts are just flowing. They're just flowing. Time is running. We'll have a lot of time in heaven. Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for someone else? And Jesus answered them, go tell John, what you hear and see. Jesus started saying, the blind can see, the crippled can walk, and people with skin diseases are healed, the deaf can hear. The dead are raised to life, and the good news is preached to the poor. Those who do not stumble in their faith because of me are blessed. those that do not stumble. You know what for all generations the most horrible thing is? They stumble upon those that God is selecting. On me, they stumble on me. And imagine how many will still stumble, I guarantee it. You know why? Because I am the way that I am, and I'm not playing a role, and I'm not planning on it. I am such a son with my father. This is how I am, and he loves me this way. And to work for your love, I don't need your love. And you don't need my love. When you understand who your father is, you will stop living this world. Yes, these are friends. Yes, you can betray me, backstab me. It doesn't matter. You could go back. It doesn't matter. I never built my foundation upon you, so I don't even worry. God is our foundation. That's it. Relax. Relax. And blessed is he who does not stumble. Forget that you know the scripture. He says, blessed are those, quote unquote, not John. John is the old, previous generation, previous move. They stumbled upon what? Upon the works of Jesus. Jesus says, those that have the heart of a child cannot stumble. And they always know. Some say, how is it that God changes? Yeah. Let's not get confused. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow he's the same. Yeah, but your works are always new. Don't get confused here. He always creates and does works that are new, but he's always the same. And he's always making everything new at the same time. You cannot live in the old and be in the new. You will be ripped apart. Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot. You cannot serve two masters. You'll either love one or hate the other. And sometimes I see people, they're like Nicodemus. They are hooked on our teachings. Their heart tells them one thing. Oh, my dear ones, if you could just understand what I'm saying here right now. And their head is telling them something totally different. And they have a conflict, not with me, it's with their heart. They argue with their heart because what I say, it comes from a God. And their mind cannot accept it. And they cannot love me, but they cannot not look at me or listen to me. You understand? You know what? A human has a conflict in his heart, not with me. And you know what they try to do? Stand straight. Preach correctly. You know what? They're not trying to fix me. They try to fix their heart and mind, put it together, you know, and infuse it with their old flow. No, it does not come together. New and the old does not come together. God is creating everything new. Oh, believe me, God's going to select somebody else who's going to be even more strange than me. You know what? God has a lot of signs and wonders to do. You know? Oh, Jesus. You know who could ask? From Jesus. Are you the one that has to come? You know who? The one that painted himself a picture of how Jesus has got to be. You know, he asked disciples, remember the scripture? Who do you think people accept me as? Who do they say I am? Is it a prophet or a human? And who are you thinking that I am? And they said, you're Christ. Imagine that. He selected those that had nothing to compare to what they had. If you could just understand what I just said, those that have something to compare with the new flow, you will not get into the new, ever. And that is why I'm praying to God. What I knew yesterday, as great as it was, I wanted to be thrown out. Paul says, forget what was in the past and go into the future. You know, knowing is not only past, that is not only good or bad. Everything that was in the past, forget about it and go into the greater things and greater knowledge of Christ, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I want you to just think today. I believe you will receive something for yourself. I do believe. Nicodemus said about this. Today, I told you about these people that cannot accept you or me. Dear ones, I tell you the truth. Those that in the old, but they search for God, they know in their heart that we are anointed by God Himself, because what we do, people without anointing cannot do. They cannot. They will not live a single day in what I live. You'll be just destroyed in seconds. You have to understand what we're in. We are in serious things. And look what Nicodemus is telling Jesus. You know that Nicodemus had a problem with head and the heart. Oh yeah, I want you to understand and listen to me very carefully. The problem of the heart and the mind. People think in the pastor, it's in the flow or in some sort of leader. No, no, it's between your heart and your mind, because your heart on the inside tells you, this is it, but your head is telling you, you know what, you have to rebuild everything now. Everything has to be changed. Maybe we have to dance, raise our hands, scream. Ministers, if you never ministered before, be that person that looks like nothing as you were yesterday. And your head tells you, too much work. Who understands me? Your head tells you, too much to do. We gotta change everything now. Even your friends, yes, even your friends. Because your old friends, they tell you, what, you crazy? Yep. Finally. John 3:2.
И пришел к Иисусу ночью Никодим, помните, да? И сказал ему,
One night Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, Teacher, look, this is a secret. We know. Say, we know. They all know everything. When they tell you, you go to the wrong place, you're listening to the wrong things, you look into their eyes and you tell them, you want this, don't you? Your head is not letting you. On the inside, you're the same. You know what? We grow as far as our age goes. Our body grows. Yeah, you have wrinkles, but the inside, you're still 18 years old. And when you don't look into the mirror, you're like a young teenager. You know, people come up to me and tell me, Uncle Andre, I'm just like, oh, don't. Who understands me? I'm not an uncle. You know what? I don't want to be an uncle. I don't want to be a grown up. We're the same. No, we're not the same anymore. But my heart is not of a grown up. And so is with you. We're all children. When we get over there, there's not going to be uncle this, uncle that, aunt this. Uncle, mom, dad, grandma. We're all be the same huge family. And so what if somebody's older than you by 1,000 years? It doesn't matter. We're all going to be young. My dear God, here we have this structure of time to work, and we have ranks, fathers, mothers, children, but when we are with our Heavenly Father, it's totally different. He came to Jesus in the night and said, Teacher, we know you are a teacher sent from God. Imagine that. The whole Sanhedrin. Imagine, well, read as if you never read this before. Remember, everybody was searching to kill him, and here comes one of from the Pharisees, and he says, we know. You know when it is written, we all know. Look, it is written. He says, Teacher, I want to read through that. We know you're the teacher sent from God, because no one can, because they look at the works and say, no one can do the miracles you do unless God is with him. They might hate you, pass you by, spit at you, but every time their heart will speak against them. And you know when somebody asks you where you go to Shapovalov, and somebody starts screaming, I hate Shapovalov. You know why? Because he heard, listened to so much. He has a not only a conflict on the inside, there's like a war on the inside. A normal person who does not care about me or this church, he says, oh, well, it's a great church. It doesn't matter where you go. But usually that's not how it happens. Either people either really love us too much or really, really hate us, you know? Why? Because they're not battling you. They're not battling you or me. They're battling with their own heart. with their own heart, because heart right there in depth, it tells them, listen. And the head says no, and the heart says do it again, listen. And the head says,
он делает ему еще хуже, потому что следующая тема опять разбивает тебя, а не созидает. Иисус сказал, ученики сказали, для одних
что?
Жизнь, а для других мы запах смерти.
Paul said that for some we are fragrance of sweet fragrance, and for some we are deathly fragrance.
Еще одно место из Библии.
Okay, one more scripture, Matthew chapter 18. Very powerful scripture. I love the way Jesus would fellowship with his disciples. He would always put him in their place. One more scripture where Jesus put his disciples in his place, in their place. Chapter
18.
Verse 1. At that time, the followers came to Jesus and asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They're asking who is greatest in the kingdom. And those just disciples among each other, Peter, Andre, John. And so they were just trying to decide who would be the greatest in the kingdom. You know, I'm the greatest here. No, I'm the greatest. You know, and we are kind of like a lot like them. And Jesus is looking at them, puzzled. And was thinking, oh God, why did you make me choose them? But you know what? Daddy was the one that told him to select those certain people. And Jesus said, Lord, let this cup pass me by. But, you know, Jesus was asking them, would you pray with me for 1 hour? Sure, Jesus, we will. But can we do it in the dream and the vision, nightly visions? And they asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child to him and stood the child before his followers. Then he said, I tell you the truth, you must change and become like little children. And he said, you want to know who the greatest? None of you. And there's a child standing right there in front of them. Jesus called the child and said, this is the greatest in the kingdom. And Jesus said, like this. And he says, hey, go, come along. Is this how we're supposed to be? I just stopped being this way. Understand me with your heart, church. I tell you the truth, you must change and become like little children. Otherwise, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Children receive everything as truth. They believe everything. You know when the Spirit of God leaves, or when youth leaves the church because the Spirit of God has left, when the next generation or youth returns back to the church, the Spirit of God comes back, that is an indicator that the Spirit of God is back, and that's how we're supposed to be, like the children. Matthew 19. 14. Jesus had something special going on with children. I'm shocked. Jesus was revealing secrets to us, how to become the greatest person on this earth, to become the smallest of little children, the most trusted, the most loving, somebody that relies upon his father.
Matthew 19:14.
The disciples did not allow the little children to come. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to people who are like these children. This is, he meant here on earth, not just in heaven. If you want to understand what the kingdom of heaven is, it belongs to the children. Where does it say the kingdom of heaven is? Inside of us, instead of you. Understand me. Not with your mind, not with your head. Let your heart today hear me. And it's not a sermon, it's just a thought. Let it make you think. And when you go back and relax and say, you know what, Father? You know, I've already found myself. I'm in you. Just praise Him. The secret is we all have to be childlike and to have the kingdom and to live in the kingdom on this earth. We're talking about the kingdom on earth. Guess what he preached? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He preached the kingdom on earth. The Lord's Prayer, how does it start? Let your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. To obtain the kingdom and to live in His glory, you have to have a heart of a child. Give Him glory. Let us arise. Just tell Him very simply and plainly, thank you. Forget about your religious prayer, your dry prayer. Just say, Daddy, thank you. Dear Daddy, thank you. Some of you might even have an impact from those words. Thank you. Lord, you are the treasure. You are our treasure. Because there is no God like you upon this earth. Everything is trash. But you are not just our God, but you're also our Father. And we are your family, and we abide in you. We dwell in you. And at the end of our life, we will still live in you. We will come back one day to you. Right now, we worship you, serve you, we praise you, thank you. But our greatest happiness will happen when we see you, when we connect with you in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful family, that we can be together. We can be happy. Somebody is suffering right now. Somebody still does not understand this simple truth. But thank you, Lord, that you have revealed it to us. And you've said, I thank you, Lord, that you have revealed this unto the little children, to the simple ones. And you have enclosed it and kept it hidden from the smart ones, from the old ones, from the wise ones. Just want to walk in your revelation and dwell in your power and in your glory. Thank you. You are the greatest treasure in my life. Nobody will ever be able to separate me from you and you from me. Thank you. Give Him glory. Thank you. Have a seat.